I'm Justin.
And I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen Jack and Jill?
Sandler movie.
Yeah, of course.
We're not in rain in April yet.
We've made it. We skipped over all your favorite months, and we're back in the summer of Sandler. Can't you feel that sand between your toes?
I mean, if that means we skipped April, maybe that's okay.
Nah, we're just do things temporally out of order here.
You know, for us, it goes summer, winter, summer, spring.
It goes
winter,
Sandler, spring. Sandler,
we
monkey.
We just go back and forth between April and summer. There's no break.
Oh, wow. So, what we do here on the podcast is the people who haven't seen the movie give a brief rundown, a description of what they think it's going to be about based solely on the name. Josh, it's a Sandler movie.
So, this is a Sandler movie, but it's called Jack and Jill.
It is. He named Jack and Jill? Like, is that his full name?
Can you tell me just, is the and an ampersand, or is it the word and?
Don't remember.
That might matter.
I'm pretty sure it's the word and.
Pretty sure okay. If
I
had Jack to guess. And, like the word
and. The word and, okay. So what do we do on the podcast, Austin?
The people who haven't seen the movie, in this case, me and you.
Ooh.
But I kind of know what it's about.
Okay, so I should go first.
Give us your elevator pitch. Sandler starring in
Jack and Jill.
Jack and
Jill.
What do
I think this movie is going to be about?
How is this different than Bedtime Stories, which was about...
Stories.
Like... Spoiler tales.
Right.
Okay, so this is Jack and Jill.
I think...
2011.
Right.
I almost don't want to read this yet until finished his pitch.
No, don't read it.
Because you know how they categorize movies?
Yeah.
Right. You shouldn't be... You either. You have a pitch to give, too.
I mean, I might have written this.
Okay. I think it's going to be another, like, Sandler is a fairy tale folk song legend, whatever, and he's Jack, and someone else is Jill, probably a hot girl that he likes.
He had to pay to be his sister wife.
Oh yeah, were Jack and Jill brother and sister?
It's never really established, is it? They ran up the hill to get a pail
of
water.
Jack went to get a pail of water.
No, Jack and Jill
ran up the hill.
You want to read the whole thing?
That's right.
Yeah.
You fetch a pail of
Jack
water.
Fell down.
How many pails of water do you think they're going to fetch?
Oh, is that what this is about? Is it a water pail fetching
movie? Oh, God, no. I just heard the song. Sorry, man. No, this is what's going to... Sandler is a real person in real life named Jack.
Yeah.
And then he goes to fetch a pail of water in life, and he falls down, and he, like, gets transferred into fairy tale land.
Ooh.
With his girl, and who is also Jill in both worlds.
Of course.
And they go, they have to escape the fairy land, or like, you know, stop the witch or whatever the bad guy is, by going through different fairy tales. Kind of like Shrek.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Going through different fairy tales to like, stop the bad guy or find a way out.
Fight Lord Farquaad.
Something like that. Yeah. It's going to be a mishmash of fairy tales and stuff.
Came out the same day as Skyrim. 11-11-11.
Huh.
2011.
Day
better, Skyrim was released.
Better,
Dark Souls 2, I think.
Better movie.
The Skyrim. First one. They were both released like the same month. Better. You wake up and you're on that fucking cart and Sandler's just looking at you. I see you've awoken a dookity door.
You gotta put that in the clip of all the things. In the image.
What would you play as a Sandler build in Dark Souls?
I was thinking Skyrim would be easier because there's like a whole goofy personality.
Oh, the shouts.
The shouts?
Yeah. That's the weird thing about this premise that I'm pitching, is that Jack and Jill, this isn't Hans and Gretel, right? These are normal people. Like, Jack and Jill didn't have powers or items or that. They're just dudes.
Have you seen Gretel and Hansel?
No, I've not seen Incredible Monsters.
It is very good.
Okay.
And I give it to the creators for changing the name to that, because it's the only one. And there's a million Hansel and Gretel movies.
Sure, sure, sure.
So Gretel and Hansel was a pretty smart move.
I'm sure it's a grim, grim, very, some Grimm's fairy tale type of story.
Yeah, and it's by the guy who made The Witcher, or The Witch.
Okay.
So it's very goth. It's very good, very pretty.
But, like, how are they going to make this in? Sandler's a normal guy, life, and then he becomes Jack in the Fairyland. Jack, the character who has no power, right. So no eye. It's like,
maybe
what the fuck is he going to do?
All the Jacks.
Maybe he gets other
like
fairy tale
Jack and the Beanstalk
items.
And Jack jump over the Candlestick Jack.
That would be too cool.
Like, he's just all the fairy
that's
tale
too
Jack,
smart
he's
for
Jack the Nimble.
That's too smart for Sandler.
Sandler being too powerful?
What Sandler would do is he jumps between all the Jack fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he goes and now he's Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah.
He doesn't have all the power.
Right, okay.
He's terrible. Just him.
Yeah, he's just him. But he ends up in Jack and the Beanstalk.
I love this
ends
premise.
Up in the things.
Do you want to see the poster?
Sure. This story isn't a fairy tale. what?
Who are those two people?
So this is not a fairy tale. These are two normal. Just Sandler staring at the camera like, he's got like a straight mouth.
So we can see two people on there, right?
Jack and Jill.
Okay, yeah. Who plays Jack?
Wait, no. It says Adam Sandler is Jack and Jill. No, you're not going to get me this time, Ad. You're not going to get me this time, fucking...
Mike Myers. Austin Powers.
That's Adam Sandler in a wig. You should not have shown this to see if I realized it was Sandler.
We've done that getting so excited.
We've done that so many times.
So this is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, this is him playing all the roles. This is his Polar Express.
Okay, now I'm excited. Does he play all the roles? Or just
I
Jack
think
and Jill?
Just Jack and Jill. So my guess, I've seen the trailer. I'm not even going to really guess.
But
maybe they even have a third.
Is it one. Like Freaky Friday? Like the sister's actually
so
him?
Many more questions now.
Is the sister actually him?
Is it, he pretending
is
to
it like
his
Mrs.
Sister?
Doubtfire, right? Yeah, where he pretends
it says
to be his sister.
On the poster. That's all the info we're going to give you.
That's the joke. No, he's disguising himself.
I haven't seen it, but I know the premise, so I what I'm going to say...
It's not even like Mrs. Doubtfire. Like, the tagline's like, and it ain't pretty. You see Sandler girl?
Here,
and
we'll ask some questions that aren't spoiled.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't look...
Where do you think this takes place?
It's not the bingo card. Over or under... Three members of the Sandlot.
Ooh,
movie.
Good question.
Under. I'm gonna
over.
Say. I'm gonna say over.
I don't know. These are things I'm answering. I don't know.
Jack and Jill. We have two main characters that are both Sandler. Under.
Okay.
Will he have one love interest from the get-go, or will all women love him, and then he eventually finds?
Is the love interest himself?
The love interest.
Ooh, all women love him, but he doesn't love himself.
Okay.
Is it a period piece?
No, this isn't a period
piece.
So it doesn't have, like,
pranks.
A family.
Will we have sex pranks?
Wrong movie for his. That's your list.
I'm tying them in together.
No. Sandler doesn't have a lot of sex pranks.
I don't think
he?
There's any sex pranks.
I'm going to call one sex prank. I'm going to say it's in there. And it's stuck.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm so not excited to watch this. I saw the trailer when it came out, and I was like, never will I watch this movie. And then Justin's like, you're gonna watch it tonight!
I'm gonna make you, motherfucker!
I think we have a returning star to the podcast, which I'm excited to see. Scarface himself.
Yeah.
Is in this
movie.
Does
he play Scarface?
I think he's playing... Does he play Scarface?
I doubt it.
You'll see.
Does he play anything
Bob Barker plays Bob Barker.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Does Pacino play anything other than Scarface?
You'll see. Yes. He has played things other than
He walks
Scarface.
In the scene and says, say hello to my little friend. He introduces
I've seen
Sam.
Scent of a Woman. Sister. Blind Scarface. Hoo-ah! A great ass! That's all Scarface.
Blind guy over here.
Bad guy coming through. And he's just waving his cane so he can not hit anything. Yeah, he's letting you know. Oh, so who's excited? Justin, when'd you see this?
Because
I thought you were done with Sandler by this point.
Nope.
Was
I
this
think
the breaking
I saw
point?
This just out of pure morbid curiosity, basically at this point.
This is
and
where
like a
Romina,
sense of like completionist.
He went too far.
Almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
playing himself, I was like, we don't need two Sandlers in a movie.
I bet he's Jill to get a girl.
We've already had that, Austin.
Jill to get a girl. I like that.
He can't get... Because she doesn't want to talk to... But, like, she'll talk to his sister.
He's already played gay to get a girl.
He has.
Whee. Remember that? I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry?
Yes.
You're like, no.
No, no! Fireman one.
I'm kind of excited to see where this falls in the bad Adam Sandler
movies.
How
bad is it? Yeah. I don't think it's going to be that bad.
I do.
The bad Sandler movies are bad.
I think this is going to be one of the worst. That's been my prediction
since will be the least funny.
Mm-hmm.
Even more than the 9/11 one?
That one doesn't count. That and The Wedding's the series movies don't count towards the fun. So that and Wedding Singer don't count.
Yeah, which one will get more coughs? This or Rain Over Me? Or laughs.
I don't know. Don Cheadle's doctor's office in that movie was pretty hilarious.
It was like a horny sitcom. Couldn't believe that. Like, you control whether someone's your patient or not. You can just tell her, I'm not your doctor anymore. And she can't come in.
Uh-huh.
Seems like he didn't want to do that. When we come back, Justin will be playing us. So we don't have to watch this.
That means he might rate it. He might recommend
it. Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're afraid of? Like, you let him do the episode, we don't have to watch it, and you're like, but he might recommend it under my name.
My good movie name
would be Sully.
That's your choice.
You do have a perfect recommendation record.
Should we play each other when we come back?
That'd be like the Freaky Friday, right?
Yeah.
No, we haven't done a Freaky Friday on
We've not
a
done
while.
Freaky Friday.
Not in a long time.
Have we done
time.
Freaky Friday, the movie?
No. No, not the 70s or the 90s one.
There's two of them. Of course there's two.
Of course there is.
The newer one's Lindsay Lohan, right?
Mm-hmm. The newer. There's a newest one coming
There's
out.
A third one?
Of course. There's this is an idea we have
Why
to
would you remake that
years.
Movie?
There's one where two dudes do it?
Yeah, because they pee in a fountain.
Is it called, like, Freaky Saturday? Is there a sequel?
Sometimes they're hidden. They're not named. There's one called Freaky from 2 years ago that's a horror movie.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, and it's like a serial killer. The hot chick with Rob Schneider, mm-hmm. That's a Freaky Friday. Rob Schneider, it's a Happy Madison production.
She's the man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I was going to say hot chick. That's not body swap. That's just that's a rare movie because we don't have them anymore. A drag to get either on a sports team or get the girl. But I was going to say Freaky has...
It's illegal now.
Doesn't one of them have the main girl from Mean Girls? Or am I thinking of it? Oh, no. The hot chick. That's it.
Yeah.
The main girl in Mean Girls, Regina Spektor, she's in this body swap one with Rob Schneider from The Sandlot.
They swap bodies.
Ugh.
It's one of the best Sandlot movies because he's not in it.
Right.
He's in it. He has one scene.
Yes.
At the mall. But as far as I can remember, it's handled pretty well and really funny. We might do the hot chick someday once we run out of Sandler movies and have to hit the tertiary ones.
I heard that Eminem is in Happy Gilmore, too.
Okay.
Yep, I've heard that, too.
So I guess he's going to be, like, the big cameo.
Oh,
I bet you there's a lot
Barker
more than
died.
One.
Yes.
There's going to be a ton of cameos. Cause
Drew Carey?
And Drew Barrymore. In this, tonight's movie? Yeah, who's our big cameo tonight?
I'm saying Drew Carey as the cameo in Happy Gilmore.
Oh, because he runs The Price is Right. I see what you were saying.
That would be great.
That would be.
That would be so good.
I'd hand it to him.
I would laugh. I would chuckle at that.
All right, we're going to finally put ourselves through this and go watch Jack and Jill.
Oh, yeah.
From 2011. Is this a Happy Madison?
I think so.
Must be.
Might not be.
Adam Sandler has two roles, of course.
I've watched this one time before.
Your theory that, like, no production company other than his would let him play two roles.
Exactly. Who the fuck? Sandler's not going to walk up to another, be like, I got this movie for you. I'm every character. He's going to fund that shit himself.
Tom Hanks did.
He sure did.
Yeah, okay.
Tom Hanks, he has that kind of power, I guess. We'll be back after we... Play both parts.
Yeah, you guys ready to feel like you tumbled down a hill?
I'm gonna...
As long as I don't break my head.
If I break my head before we get to this, I might be okay.
Why are they fucking calling it Jack and Jill? I'm getting pre-mad here.
Pre-mad?
Like, why are they calling it Jack and Jill if it has nothing to do with the fairy tale? I'm gonna
He's
be pissed.
Pre-raging over here.
I mean, this is some fucking death battle. Like, why are they calling it that?
Is he gonna hit his head?
It better have something to do with the fairy tale.
It'd be like if, like, a movie was called Cinderella, but it's nothing to do with
story. It's just called Cinderella.
It's just called Cinderella. Maybe, like, oh, that's a name people can have.
Maybe he hits his head and thinks he's his sister.
Maybe he like goes no sister.
He goes back he and forth via sister. Blunt force trauma.
Right?
Yeah. Like, he gets into comedic situations where he gets whacked in his head and he, like, changes psyches.
Like an Inception kind of thing.
I haven't seen Inception.
It's like gotta do Inception. It's like any of those movies.
Maybe his sister lives inside the back of his head.
Oh, and she's real.
Yeah, it's like she comes out multiple personalities sometimes. Yeah. And, like, flips his body backwards.
And he does, like, murders.
And does murders.
Yeah. Thanks, Blumhouse, for making that a movie.
Has Sandler done a horror was before that, the space
one? No, that was Malignant.
Yeah.
Has Sandler done a non-space horror?
No, that was his first foray.
Really?
Although, I'm glad you pointed this out, because when I was reading the synopsis,
it said
2011 comedy horror. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That must be a joke. It, no way.
It must be.
What is...
Wait to
what
find
is
out.
This rated?
NC-17?
No.
Maybe PG-13?
It has to be.
PG-13?
He wouldn't put out a movie harder than cursing. PG-13. Like, now. He'd bulletproof.
It might even be PG.
It's PG.
Okay.
Oh, I hate that even
God,
more.
God, that's going to be worse now. It's
now they
safe.
Can't make sex crime jokes.
Nope.
Or sex pranks.
Exactly. You want that?
Yes!
You want Sandler sex pranking his son?
You're the problem wrong with this country. You want to neuter our sex pranks.
Have you not noticed? Yes, he does want sex
pranks. It's his whole
as
list.
As long as everyone is on board and there's no charges pressed, yes.
Well, yeah, if Sandler's playing himself, he can sex prank himself
he
all
can
he
sex
wants.
Prank his sister all he wants.
If it's him.
If he's playing his sister. That's the loophole, Justin. You should see Justin's face right now. All right, after we come back, we'll talk about the moral superiority of, once again, Mormons. Here, on Have You Seen. And we're back, having just watched Jack and Jill from 2011,
uh-huh.
A fantasy journey with a brother and sister who got knocked out and traveled to an imaginary land full
we
of make-believe.
We got knocked out.
I wish we got knocked out. None of that happened.
How does this compare to Porky's?
you mean screwballs?
You could mean either.
Is this better than Porky's?
Yeah. No. No way. No.
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 You gotta let him answer. He wasn't sure until you said.
It's
I don't care.
It's a hesitant no, but it's offensive on more levels to me.
Yeah.
It's a nothing movie. It's not funny.
I heard both happens. Of you go, that was good, at least twice.
Yes, there were a couple jokes that kind of land.
It was never Sandler, though.
That does not make up for the fact that it was the longest 90 minutes of my life.
Oh my god, when we stopped it, and you're like, there's 40 minutes, you're like, haha, just kidding.
There was 32
I'm
minutes
kidding.
Left.
34!
There was a whole third act we
yeah.
didn't expect.
And they're like, and now we're... Oh, I hated this. This was so bad. Yeah.
No fairy tales.
No fairy tales. So this is the story... of Adam Sandler, who's once again...
He's Jack and Jill. You
were
right.
A super successful marketing agent.
Uh-huh.
Which he's been 1,000 times before.
He was, like, actually making commercials this time.
He's not good at it, though.
He
at all.
Advertisement. He is. He made a whole movie with advertisements every 5 seconds.
Oh, you're getting meta. And it's not good. Oh, my God. From the first moment we see him... He's holding a can of Diet Coke angled towards the camera.
He drinks a bottle of Pepto-Bismol.
Opens a thing of Oreos. And it's like, this is the most... I know we've said this before, like, there's a lot of product placement in these. But not only is he showing the product, saying the name of the product, he's then eating it and endorsing the product. He has gone full salesman. And he's not a good marketing rep in the movie. Like, his commercials are garbage, it seems like. But he's rich. He's a millionaire, like every other movie. Mm-hmm. He's married to Josh, Katie Holmes. You called it. A hottie.
I called the hottie.
You called the hottie.
Yeah, Katie Holmes. Like, he's going to be married to Katie Holmes. We're like, you know who Katie Holmes is?
She's my friend.
Take her actress. Out from this line of white women.
Yeah. Hell, I'd give him a line of any 10 people. They don't need to be white women.
Yeah, no, I would not.
I'd be like, which one's Katie Holmes?
No, I would not guess that. I wouldn't guess that now after I've seen the movie. I've seen Katie Holmes.
So the story is every year, I guess, Jill comes to visit Adam Sandler and his family.
Also played by Adam Sandler.
Jill is also played by Adam Sandler, yes. You know, she seems like a much less developed Aunt Gail from Bob's Burgers.
Yes.
Aunt Gail is way funnier, is played by a better actor, is a better singer, and I feel like has better self-depreciating jokes. Jill is just sad.
Mm-hmm.
She's very unaware of modern culture. Or like,
in a way that doesn't make sense for how old she is.
Doesn't track.
Yeah.
Her technology stuff is like she's a 90-year-old woman.
Sure. She doesn't know.
She said she's 42. Like she's not.
She's
old.
The same age as her twin brother.
Really?
Who can really?
who has, you should have written the IMDb trivia.
Who has no issue.
No. He's like technology. A tech whiz in this movie, supposedly.
Not even a tech whiz. He's just normal.
He's a tech whiz. He's
a person.
For a boomer and older.
Despite Jill coming here every year for the last like 10, 15 plus years, this is the year that Jack gets annoyed.
He can't stand
This is the year that he can't stand
I her. Think every year it's like this.
But he snaps in this one.
Why? Why do you think there's that extra pressure?
It's not the Al Pacino thing, because that doesn't come up until later.
His career is not
at first.
I think it's because there was
because like she runs out of the house into the forest.
This is her first Thanksgiving alone.
Oh, his mom died.
She lives with their mom.
But that's not what caused the tension, right?
It has to be.
Off screen?
Or just under the surface, maybe. Like he's not talking about it.
Maybe there's a cut scene that we didn't see.
I just feel like that's where most of the tension's coming from, because he before was probably like...
I think he's just embarrassed of his sister.
Oh, yeah. But also he could foist her off and be like, you go live with Ma now, and it was only his problem 1 week out of the year. Now she's like the only family he has, and he's like... He has this strange balance of, I'm nothing like her, I hate her, I wanted to die, don't talk bad about her.
Yeah, I can say that, but you can't, kind of thing.
He's like defensive.
And nobody can bully my sister but me.
And on one hand, he's right to defend her, because Nick Schwartzen gets really fucking mean. And I know it's not a real person he's talking about, but it feels hurtful the entire time everybody is punching down at Jill. Just because she's a woman who's as gross as Adam Sandler, but it's way worse for a woman to be that gross.
I wouldn't even say...
Like, the theater scene is what I'm thinking of.
Sure.
When they, like, lean over and fart at the same time. They have the same...
Scratching.
Kind of disgusting mannerisms. But Sandler, he's a dude. So it flies over everybody's head. He's like, famous. He's really well-respected in his field. Her... She can't even find a guy to date.
Mm-hmm.
Jill does some pretty, like, not great stuff.
Yes.
Like, answering the phone.
Well, they write her to be a villain.
Villain. From the moment she takes her phone, she answers a phone call in a movie theater, unconscionable. If it's an emergency, you take your phone outside.
Yeah.
And then you talk on it.
Yeah.
She's like, how are you so unaware? Of culture.
They tell you in the beginning.
Yeah.
There's a whole through line in this about how Pacino is like, get off your phone!
And then he did it.
Everybody
cheered.
I was thinking maybe Pacino would be the best part of this.
No.
And it kind of makes me sad that he's in this because...
He's like a weird stalker.
He's just recycling a lot of his old lines too, and it makes me sad that he lowered himself because it's not really a comedy. Sandler's not funny in this. He's just mean.
This is like, what was the last movie you saw that wasn't funny?
Funny People.
Yes, this felt like Funny People.
Jill...
Where everything was intending to be funny and it fell real flat.
Jill is written as a comedy character. Like, yeah, she has things that are kind of funny. Like, when she's running up the stairs.
Yeah, there was that one scene. And I'm so like sad. She's, like, complaining.
Like, you're old one. And why are there so many stairs in your house? Like, that I was kind of like, this is a joke. Why aren't there more of these in the movie?
Sure.
Because Sandler used to pack his movies to the gills with jokes. They weren't all good. But I'll give
Well, he does
that
in this movie. Every line is like a joke. It's like funny. They just don't land, yeah.
Because he's now, he's the straight man. That's the problem.
He's not the funny man.
That's why I hate
this
movie.
He's playing the straight man against himself as a woman.
He is. And it really doesn't work. Did anybody think it worked?
No.
I think it would have if he was every character. I'm still waiting for that Polar Express.
If he was every character.
This is not a Polar Express.
There's already a lot of bad CGI.
We've seen Sandler as a baby.
Yeah.
Where he can play every character.
Let's talk about the family. Katie Holmes is the wife.
The kid is like the only character.
They have
a son and a daughter.
Yeah, right. A daughter.
And was I mistaken? Or when she gets there, she's like, where's your older daughter? And they all kind of look around sad, and it kind of seemed like the older daughter ran away and doesn't talk to anybody anymore. Did I make that up?
I missed that.
It felt to me like they weren't talking about another kid they had.
Huh. I did not.
Maybe that's a dropped plot line or something. But they have the daughter who is in karate.
Yep. She's a green belt.
And she likes American Girl dolls.
The daughter doesn't do anything in this movie.
Not a single thing.
The son has, like, jokes and air quotes.
The son has...
He interacts with people.
Yeah.
The son
the daughter is a
vicious
plot
racism
line.
Against him.
He just keeps showing... I've been, like, seeing when Sandler's being... When Jack is, like, deceiving.
He's adopted by Adam Sandler and his wife from India. And... There's a very strong through line in this that Sandler is Jewish.
Yes.
And hates when people are anti-Semitic. Well, obviously, no one should be anti-Semitic. But also hates when people are atheist. Because he that's the through line with Nick
that
Schwartzen.
That was Jill, right?
Nick Schwartzen. No, it's the whole family.
Oh, I didn't
Because they're all making jokes like, oh, you converted Katie Holmes. Which I was like, is that a Tom Cruise joke? And then we're like, who's worse to hang out with? Sandler or Cruise?
Is that a joke? Was kind of like the whole thing.
That should have been on the poster.
Like,
Is
that a joke?
There were so many lines where all of us were like, what? Like, what are they doing here?
It was messy. It was gross. We got one.
There's a big fart scene.
I can smell horny from across the ocean. In a PG movie.
You get one horny.
And he was that was not the only horny.
And he was talking to Sandler, pretending to be his sister at that point.
Yeah, so we're getting, like, layers.
So Sandler, in this movie, Pacino thinks Sandler wants to fuck him.
He does pull a Mrs. Doubtfire. We get both things.
So by the end of it, he's going to be in a throuple with Sandler and his sister, Jack and Jill and Al Pacino.
He's the hill they climb.
Oh! To get a bucket of cocaine from Scarface, which we have to see part of in this movie.
Yeah, we did see a part of Scarface.
We have to be reminded of a much better movie.
And Godfather.
And this was a great through line, wasn't it? Where Jill can't remember the name of a movie.
Mm-hmm. They do this joke way too much.
It's not even
four
like three. It was like four or five times. And it's not funny.
No.
She's like, what's this movie I'm thinking of?
Is it this movie? Is it
no,
the movie that
that's
is?
Not
no.
it. Nuh-uh.
Wait, that's not funny?
No. None of the... Like, the out-of-touch man is not funny
He's speaking truth right now, Justin.
Like, I guess
Justin's asking this because it's one of his biggest bits.
I guess it's relatable. Right, like, I've had aunts that are
I think
like that.
Sandler often has a confusion between funny and relatable. And it is not a perfect circle in a Venn diagram.
No.
Like, I remember that scene from The Simpsons where they were all sitting around the table, and instead of actually singing real songs, they were singing commercials to each other. And I was like, oh god, that just hits too close to home. It's a good observation, but I don't like it. It's not funny, because it's too real. And that's how this feels. It's like you take the most awkward uncomfortable parts of, like, your family, and you exaggerate them, and you drag them out for even longer.
For 90 minutes.
And that doesn't make me laugh. Like, oh, that's recognizable. Yeah, that just puts, like, me in the same anxious place.
And the whole thing about this movie is that, like, he thought that he could get away with making a character that everybody just dumps on. And the whole point of the movie is, like, look at how fucking gross and ugly and shitty and
do that with obnoxious Sandler.
This person is.
Yeah.
He's like, I can get away with making a character like that if I'm playing that character.
I think you can even kiss your sister and go further if you play her. That's going to be our next shirt, is you can do anything with your sister if you play her in a movie. And it'll have Sandler kissing Jill on the front.
get on that. You're in charge of merch.
At first, she doesn't leave because her and Sandler aren't getting along and she's homesick. And fine. But by the third or fourth time, Josh and I are like, where the fuck is this going? Like, there's no story here. Like,
there really is. Like, Sam wants a Al Pacino for a commercial.
Yeah, Dunkachino.
That's the plot line.
Because it's a Dunkin' Donuts cappuccino. And Al Pacino kind of sounds like that. It's
But like the sister plot.
You guys
want to
hear
one
of the goofs IMDb has?
Sure. Is this one you caught or you just seen it?
No, it's an IMDb goof.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me find it. Goofs. If Al Pacino changed his name from Al to Dunk, his full name would be Dunk Pacino, not Dunkachino.
Oh, that's a goof. That's one I did notice while watching it. I didn't need IMDb to point out.
It's a goof.
Yeah,
I don't. Is that wasn't okay?
I don't think it's close enough that you need Al Pacino.
No.
It's funny because you see the serious act do a funny commercial.
No one's ever going to see that, according to the end of the movie.
Yeah, they got burned.
Thank God, because I don't want anyone to see that.
We saw it.
He's and I regret it. He was a great actor, in my opinion. They bring up The Godfather and Scarface. And now I don't know if I can respect him at all after seeing the end of this movie and him do a Dunkin' Donuts rap. Because,
it was really funny whenever he just barged into Adam Sandler's home looking for Jill. Yeah. And he's like, where are you hiding, Jill? Like,
that's what I was saying in our intro. He's not playing a character. He's just being Pacino. They're all Scarface.
Should we do Alpril?
Alpril? Is there a monkey movie with Al Pacino in it? I see what you did there. You tried to get out of April.
I did. I tried. You gotta redeem Al Pacino after this movie.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll still have Monkey May.
Oh, no. No!
Oh, okay.
No, it's backfiring. Never mind.
And Jungle July.
Oh, God.
Jungle June.
Jungle January.
Yeah.
Lots of jungles.
Right?
Can do it anyway.
George to the Jungle. Jungle to Jungle.
I don't. George to the Jungle 2.
Heart of the Summer, August on Monkey Island. Just put a whole big... Don't even have to make any sense anymore. So, Pacino sees his sister when he and her go to a basketball game ringside.
Lakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Falls in love with her because they're both from the Bronx.
Yeah.
That's like it.
He's got a boner for her immediately. This is kind of cute. Sends her a hot dog with his number on it, the ketchup and mustard, and it says, call me. Kind of cute. Whatever. If the whole movie was like that, I'd be in. It's not. It's terrible. It's awful.
Does it make it worse that there were a couple of funny jokes?
Yeah, it does.
They could have tried and they just didn't.
Because I saw them all in the trailers, I realized.
They had to have like 5 good jokes for the trailer to trick people to come see the movie, and then the rest of it, they didn't care.
What was the one where they were sitting in the car and she's like, he wants to fuck your sister. Well, like, what did she say?
Are you trying to, like, it wasn't like pimp your sister or twist to me or something like
that. Not even that. It was earlier in the movie. And he wants to play Twister with your sister.
Yeah.
That was a big trailer line. And I was like, nope. Nope. Why, first of all, why are you not into Pacino? It's Pacino. Give him a chance.
We established that she's out of sorts, right?
Sure. But his charisma, I think, would shine through. You never know.
He made her 5 cakes.
more than that, because in the freezer behind him, there were right. even more. And then he said he'll make whatever kind of cakes you want. So these were just demo cakes, and then he made some fresh cakes. Pacino's love bombing her. It makes no sense. He's stalking her. He's getting really upset with
Chandler. There's no buildup. He just is a yeah. weird stalker.
Immediately. Like, why didn't you call me? And to be fair, Jill is not horrendous. I know it's Adam Sandler in drag. She's not ugly. Adam Sandler, I saw it. Like, I think she's more attractive than Adam Sandler. And that's really odd for the movie to be like, she's the ugly one. It's like, I don't know. She's taking care of herself and putting on makeup and doing her hair and, like, dressing nice. And he's in basketball shorts and hasn't shaved.
Yeah, picking his nose.
And he's the hot one, we're saying, and the successful one. And she... Like,
she's the
Ugo.
The loser.
And she kills a pony because she's too fat.
Yeah.
And they are the same body type. Uh-huh. Like, literally the same. He doesn't face, like, any fat phobia or anything like that.
No.
And if, like I was pointing that out in the movie, and you're like, hey, what if it was about that?
Yeah.
The double standards that people face. And I'll give you that. Could have been a good movie. If everyone was like, your sister's fucking hideous. And he's like, but we're the same.
Yeah.
And I'm successful. And he's like, oh god, we smell the same, and I'm married to Katie Holmes.
Do a Freaky Friday with twins.
Do a Freaky Friday with Sandler playing his own twin.
It would be a better Sandler.
And then they swap bodies. And then, one of them gets stuck in a Groundhog's Day loop.
Okay, oh. Sure.
No, you can't combine the tropes.
Oh, copyright 2025. Have you seen? You cannot take that idea. A Freaky Friday, where then one of them gets...
Does the other one get stuck in, like, a death game? Like, where does it end?
Oh, no, because they don't need to learn a lesson. They're fine. Okay, okay. They're just out. Oh, man. So we have Pacino constantly harassing Sandler.
They could have had a line where just, like... No one rejects Al Pacino. Oh, and, like, that would have been fine.
That would have been fine.
That would have established him be, like, a weird stalker.
But no, he's just a creep.
Or if it was, like, he had, like, an assistant that was, like, oh, he always just, like, randomly finds this muse that he obsesses over.
Yeah, just a line. One line.
Yeah.
Any line.
It would have been kind of nice if she went to his house and he already had a big painting of her on the wall or something.
It kind of would have been nice that she didn't just take her... house abruptly.
She was like, you can't, I won't go to your house, and he's like, too late, baby, you're in the car.
Yeah. Here's my house panic button that lights up my house.
Oh my god, what is this character?
It's Al Pacino.
Oh, okay. See, I told you. Who's the gardener? What is his name in real life?
It's Juan, right?
Not
his name is Felipe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and it's Felipe. Juan was the other character.
Juan was all his
family's names.
Yeah, we're not gonna repeat any of the jokes he said because most of them were just very self-deprecating Mexican jokes.
You think he wrote them?
I think him and Sandler sat down for a very uncomfortable evening, and they were like, "How far can we push this envelope? I wanted Schneider to play your role."
Eugenio Derbez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he have many IMDb credits?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot.
Wonderful. Because, Justin, don't you feel like this was Schneider? And he's like, Schneider, we're facing a lot of pushback for you doing brownface for the past 20 years. I might need to hire an actual...
I don't know.
...Mexican person. Because it's still that derogatory.
It is, but he's also the only other guy who plays... he plays his grandma.
He plays two characters in this.
And drag.
He's like kind of the only guy making jokes in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of like...
I don't like the grandma abuse.
Featuring... It's like, here's an Adam Sandler movie featuring this guy.
Now, is this because he wants in with the Mexican audience? Maybe. The international audience? The Latina market?
Could be.
Or is
doing
he...
Doing like a Vin Diesel where he gets like a big star from every country.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Triple X.
He's building up his family. His Sandler.
No, it's a Triple X reference. It's not a Fast and Furious reference.
Oh, sorry. I keep forgetting that Dominic
Toretto
and Triple X
are two different
people.
He owns both series now, so we're going to get the crossover.
Oh, I hope so. That new Triple X...
What was his character name in Triple X?
I don't remember.
Triple X.
I've only seen the first Triple X.
That's his... The tattoo
on his... I know, what's this tattoo?
That's the name of his character.
Are you sure?
He's Dominic Toretto in Fast and the Furious, and he's
pretty sure he has a name.
I think he has a name.
It's Triple
Justin,
X.
Will you look up... Will you go,
Vin can you Diesel Google up Vin Diesel Triple X?
That'll probably actually bring up the movie.
It will.
But that's a fab check. Good job, Josh. Foisting it on someone else. Your horny research.
Oh my god, that movie came out in 2002.
Don't worry, I can do horny research from across the ocean.
I could show us every Vin Diesel movie.
You could. His name is Xander Cage.
Yeah.
Xander
Cage, there we go.
Because it's Triple X, The Ballad of Xander Cage.
Are we going to get Jack and Joel?
I was going to say, I know his name is Triple X because Ice Cube also was Triple X.
Yeah, but it's only one at a time, and it's like 007. You can only be that one. So his name was Triple X till he retired.
So if they do cross him over, we're going to get a Jack and Joel with Vin Diesel, right? Because then Vin Diesel will
be playing. Yeah, yeah.
Is that Xander too cool? Cage
and Dominic Toretto.
Having Xander Cage and Dominic Toretto in a car.
Oh.
Like, doing a scene together.
Yes, and just like.
What does Xander Cage do in the Triple X movies?
Yeah, Justin, what does Xander Cage do?
What's his thing?
He's a spy.
Not cars, right? He's a spy.
No, he does cars.
He's actually an extreme sports dude.
Yeah.
That's what the whole Triple X program is like. Getting extreme sports people to be spies.
You couldn't even get through that sentence without laughing.
I mean, that sounds...
Because you've seen him?
I've seen the first one.
Yeah, it starts
a long time ago.
Skiing down a jungle cliff.
Right.
Or snowboarding down the jungle or something.
Yeah, imagine you're doing that with a car. Or they're both doing that. Dom drives...
He's in the car. Yeah.
Dom drives out of a jungle... Like a big tank.
And he's pulling Dominic Toretto behind him.
Yeah. Leaving money on the table, Dom. Vin Diesel. Where do we leave off Jack and Jill? They go to Europe.
What did you... You made a really good observation during this.
Did I?
Yeah, sorry. I had it, and then I lost it, and you were like, okay, we'll come back to it. Never mind. If I remember.
That's how most of my good thoughts go.
Well, that's how most of this movie went, too, because it was like, oh, look, that could have been a joke, and it's gone by the time you notice it.
That could have been a plot line.
That could have been something. And then Jill is out there, and she's like, come on, why do you hate me so much? This was Whitey's wife's voice. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. It was just the same voice, for sure.
It's one of his standbys.
Yeah.
That he constantly
goes to. And he did, like, the
to.
Butt, like, he always had her teeth, like, he's always doing like the buck teeth thing.
I wonder if those were implants, like he was wearing. One of the jokes is when they were babies, they both had huge asses.
Mm-hmm.
So that was funny.
Yeah. He loves doing that because in what was the one where he the one we just did where he pretended to be married to get women to hook up with him.
Just go with it.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
He had the cartoonishly nose.
As a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he got, like...
Surgery.
Yeah.
Because he was a plastic surgeon in that one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he always has to have, like, a body deformity as a kid. But him and his sister didn't have huge asses in this. I thought that would have been kind of funny. If they had the normal Sandler body. And then he turns around and he's just got a huge ass as Sandler. And so does she. And we're, like, walking behind him. That's a joke, at least. There's not a lot of jokes in this.
There's not.
There's this really weird moment where he's like, okay, to get you and my family away from Pacino, we're going to take a cruise. A carnival cruise
line. He's not
line.
Trying to get away from
Royal
Pacino.
Caribbean.
A Royal Caribbean
he's
cruise
He's trying to
line.
Convince Jill to get with
Pacino.
Getting her...
Pacino. Under the guise of going
yes,
with the
Yes, under the
cruise.
Guise. Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want you to be alone on New Year's.
Come
with us on the cruise. And I do, he meant that to an extent.
Sure.
Like, I don't think it was just Al Pacino.
Yeah, but he also really doesn't like her. And I don't think he wanted her to stay.
He also does treat her like a bargaining tool with Pacino, to the point where he dresses up as her to go on a date with Pacino to secure the deal. And this is gross. Because,
comes in on a helicopter.
Yeah, and has her climb up, has Sandler climb up to it, Jack. They go out to his, like, private castle in Spain. And it gets really violent. Like, she's smack... Or
because he's Jack, talking shit. Yeah. Oh, Pacino's talking shit about Adam Sandler's character.
And I'm like, Sandler's going to lose his cool this quick with Pacino just talking? How does he have a job? Like, a steady career?
Well, he was, like, bad-mouthing him.
Yeah?
I don't...
Is Sandler this violent of a person as
was,
Jack?
I think it's because he was drunk.
Oh, because they brought out that...
A lot of alcohol.
A lot of alcohol. Is he a violent drunk in this universe? Like, is Katie Holmes okay?
No.
No.
Ask too many questions, Austin.
I know. Also,
I have to assume every person married to an Adam Sandler character
is not
in a movie
yeah.
has some kind of, like, mental deficiency, like in 51st Dates.
Yes. Where they cannot remember the day before for the past 20 years.
Oh, that would be a cool Sam if, like, he... there's a bunch of girls in it, and they're all his past, like, wives from the previous movies.
Ooh.
He gets, like, every famous wife character.
Okay, and has, like, just a harem.
And that, yeah, it's a harem movie. Yeah, it's a standard harem movie.
He's just like, I'm awesome.
And they're just feeding him grapes and fanning him until the sex scene
it's
happens.
Something, yeah, it's something weird. I don't know what the premise is for this movie. A workshop.
He's in.
Yeah.
He's in. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, I'd be in. If it was all Sandler's past wives for movies. God damn. You got Selma Hayek, you got Katie Holmes in this, you got Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore.
It's called, like, In Too Deep.
Oh, now we're talking NC-17
he, like,
again.
Has a, not porn In Too Deep.
Oh, okay,
like,
Josh.
He's like, married to 50 people.
Oh!
So, like, jump between these relationships.
Like,
you gotta make a bigamy joke.
Accidental bigamy.
Yeah, you gotta make a bigamy joke.
Yeah. Me. Like, he has amnesia, but he's a diehard romantic. So every weekend he goes to Vegas and marries a different woman.
It's called, like, Till Death Do Us Part, and it's, like, him at the altar with a bunch of girls.
Sandler, copyright, 2025.
Get on it.
If you make it, give me a 1%. I don't care. Something less than that. better than anything he's done in a long time. It sounds kind of like Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
It does.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
That's a, what we call, Scrooged movie here on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
A Christmas Carol type story.
But it's
it's a Christmas Carol, but is it exes?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, I want to see that.
And who's in that?
Isn't that one,
Ryan Reynolds?
All right. Isn't that...
Oh! Heath Ledger?
No.
Oh, from True Detective.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his name, Justin? Your funny fucking bit over there.
Super funny bit.
I'm going to make a bumper that's just Justin's fucking funny bit.
Funnier than Sandler in this.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Matthew McConaughey.
At least he's not sitting over there saying, no, that's not the right one when we say Matthew McConaughey to him. That's taking it too far. Because they did it 9 times in this movie.
The number just keeps getting up.
Yeah.
We had a bit early on the movie. Like, every time you ask a question, the movie gets 10 minutes longer.
I say that's the case with every bad movie.
It happens a lot.
Whenever we're watching it and you're like, why are they doing this? It's like, you just add 10 minutes to the runtime. Thanks. Oh, my God. So, third act Europe.
This is whenever
it feels like it's already been 2 hours, and it's only been an hour.
It also feels like...
It felt so long.
It also feels like an R-rated movie. This is a gross movie. Like,
the farting scene where
she... Can you get an R rating for gross?
Yeah.
The scene where she's in the bathroom just shitting while he's talking to her.
5 minutes.
First of all.
Give her a moment.
Yeah, that's one of my like, maybe it's a thing for me and my family growing up, but if I'm in the bathroom...
We're not having a conversation.
Don't talk to me right now.
Right.
Yeah, it can wait... Till I'm done, chimichanga bombs or whatever the fuck.
Oh, the joke. Because it's the first time she's ever tried Mexican food.
Yeah.
She went to
in
Philippe
2011.
And she lives in the Bronx.
She lives in on Earth.
She's Jewish and it's not at her deli.
Yeah, that's like, the joke.
That's the joke.
She's very sheltered. As don't mess with a Zohan.
I'm not sure why, like, they kept up with the Jewish jokes. Like,
I don't know.
It didn't matter much.
No.
It mattered for a couple jokes, but...
Right? But they really pushed it.
It wasn't like a plot line or anything,
no,
though.
No, we didn't ever go to, like, a bar mitzvah, or we never met their rabbi. There was no, like...
There wasn't a reveal where Al Pacino's Jewish.
Right!
And, like, that's his comeback.
They could have included this where they go to the rabbi, and it's fucking Rob Schneider, and sure. They're like, how do we become better brothers and sisters? And he could have, like, given him a quest to follow, like, a list of things to do.
Definitely more than three members of the Sandlot.
Almost all of them.
But Rob Schneider,
absent.
Conspicuously
absent. Because he got told he couldn't play the gardener. We have David Spade in drag.
Yeah.
Because Sandler said, I'm going to be doing a whole movie in drag, and David Spade said, finally!
Yeah. He was who Adam Sandler dated in high school.
Or she, yes.
She was who Adam Sandler...
This character, yes. Yeah. Chrissy, I think.
The cheese plate. That's what they call
her. Kind of a lame comeback. She's a cheese plate. We passed her around at parties. Like, well, it's not slut shame, and that's like a thing from the 80s, you would say. Like, she's the... Like, Austin Powers. She's town bicycle, baby.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody's had a ride.
Yeah.
Like, Austin Powers did it better. 20 years earlier.
For the record, I'm pretty sure I would have guessed that Jill was Sandler.
Okay. Uh-huh. Because he's doing the voice.
Right? He's doing the voice, right? He's not...
And also they pointed changing out in his the voice movie much. Several times.
Yes.
How they're identical. All right, next time we have a movie where Sandler's playing more than one
Don't
character,
tell me anymore, though.
I won't spoil it.
Yeah.
I thought you could use a break on this one, though.
I appreciate it.
So, third act Europe, we're on a cruise ship. Plenty of opportunity for you to not be near the sister you hate.
They're doing a Christmas with the Cranks, guys. Did you notice?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's Christmas time when they go on this cruise.
Oh, is this a Christmas
You're right.
Movie?
There's a Christmas
This is a Christmas
tree.
Movie.
There's Hanukkah and there's menorah.
It's also Thanksgiving and New Year's, and yeah.
This is an every holiday movie.
This is a winter
She's
holiday
She's there for
movie.
A long time, like Thanksgiving through New Year's.
That's why when she goes home and people are like, hey, is that Jill? We thought she died.
Yeah.
She hasn't been in town for 3 months, and there's been no one to make fun of.
Well, like, she comes to the bar and everyone makes fun of her every week. Like,
we're
what?
Adults. What are you doing here? Like, could you imagine, Justin, if we went to the bar nowadays? I say Justin because Josh, we never go to the bar together.
Right.
We could. I'm not saying we can't.
We could do a lot of things together.
Yeah, I'm not against it. So, could you imagine if we went and there were people from, like, our high schools who were just like, oh, remember when we used to make fun of you? Like, in a group, and it's like, are you fucking kidding? Like, we're adults. Who are you? You don't have anything better to do? Like...
This to be fair, though,
such a trope in movies.
We wouldn't be by ourselves, and she was alone.
Yeah.
With a picture of her mom.
With a picture of her mom. That's sad.
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of someone sitting
to be
at the
fair,
bar
they...
with a picture of their dead mom.
To be fair, they can't see the picture. It's facing away from them.
They're like, who's that loser? What picture she got? It's probably a dog or a cat. Oh, my God.
That would... probably be just as sad, because that would mean that I would think that the
Even
cat
more
is
sad.
Dead.
No, I just left her at home tonight. I carry her on a frame pin. No, the mom's not dead either. She's just like, she doesn't like the bar. When we go to the bar, we do take a frame picture of Josh. And we put it in we're like, this is his booth. In case he shows up.
He'll come here
you
one
stay
of these
away.
Days.
We order you a Shirley Temple and a milk.
Anytime Austin and I go out to bar, we make sure to leave room for Josh between
it.
Us.
And we leave room for Josh. And we always order him a tall milk, icy cold and frosty.
Never gonna live that
milk time. In a cold glass.
I'm gonna have to own this. Right, when we go see Fast 11 at the theater, I'm gonna have to get two glasses of milk. So then it's like
probably because it's a long ass movie.
You'll need them both.
Yeah. Gonna need two orders of cookies and two orders of milk for the 4 hour.
No, I'd like them both now. I don't want one now and one later, so it's cold. I want a cold one now, and I want a warm one halfway through the movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to go to sleep. When...
Now, the second cookies, I want warm. So when you see me put down my first glass, start heating up the cookies for the fucking theater. Those poor waiters. I think it was Mean Girls, the musical.
Was it Mean Girls?
It was Mean Girls.
It was Mean Girls.
Because we were all wearing pink.
Yeah.
That's more appropriate that I did it for Mean Girls.
That was really cute.
It's very
high school. It'll be funner for Fast.
Yeah. I'll do it for Fast.
Yeah.
How come Fast hasn't had that, like, you know...
Musical?
No.
Fast on Ice.
It's like, a, you know, a 10-hour, like, watch all the Fast movies in one sitting to get ready for 11, right?
Because that's insane.
That's a long haul.
Sure.
Because we're family.
Think Vin Diesel can sing.
It's not Vin Diesel.
He hasn't sang
it's
yet.
It's a dude in a black tank top that can sing.
I know, but you've listened to the Vin Diesel.
Oh, he can. Yeah, I like
yeah,
his
he has
album.
Some songs on YouTube, yeah.
He can't sing. But I like his music. I
have to listen to
it. I put it on unironically once a month, I'd say.
Does like, he have an album? I thought he just does some
the
singles.
The dance singles, yeah, on YouTube.
Yeah.
They're like, do you feel like I do?
Yeah.
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 Do you feel like I do?
I'd buy an album if you put it out, man.
I'd buy it on fucking vinyl. Yeah.
Yeah. Do a song for Fast 11.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, they're on their cruise. He gets
Al Pacino abducts him.
Abducts him. He goes willingly.
It's basically an abduction.
It really is. Like, you don't have a way off of my island now.
He's like a Bond villain.
You might
so he showed up, Sandler.
Oh, I'm a gobbity in some a troubledy goo.
Save that gobbity goobity for the end. We ain't there yet.
Oh my god. Okay.
We ain't there yet.
Not yet. Pull.
We see maximum level.
That
Sandler.
Almost broke
full
me.
Full on gobbity goobity.
We have reached the pinnacle.
A blackout of gobbity goobities.
We can't go back. Like, this is...
Like, every time I cross that gobbity goo, like, how many times does that actually happen in a sand scene where he just, like, starts speaking nonsense? No, this one.
This one. This one. Hardcore.
This is the movie.
So, yeah, I don't like this, because he smacks
It's an
Pacino.
Ongoing thing. It is set up in the movie several times before
they
we
have, like,
actually
a fake
hear them, that they had, like,
language.
A fake language that they shared.
The twins do.
Yeah.
We start off the movie with
Joe.
A When Harry Met Sally... With twins. Mm-hmm. We bookend the movie with actual twins talking on camera about how they, like,
our
rivalry
twins.
And they're cute, but they like each other, but they don't get along.
We do get Jack and Jill in
we
there.
We do in the end. But this is too violent because he smacks Pacino.
Pacino hits him
breaks
with a chair.
A bottle.
Yeah.
And goes to stab him, and Pacino shatters a chair on his back.
I was hoping he was just going to kill Pacino.
I know, because of the comedy horror.
Yeah.
I was like, now he has to frame his sister for Pacino's murder. It was Jill. I don't like it.
There was the bathroom attendant.
Yeah.
Who
lovingly adjusted his boobs.
Yeah, and then like was when like, Jill "You look great," and then he tried to do it again to Jill, not realizing it was two different people.
And accosted her. She knocks him through the bathroom door. She.
I feel bad for the old man because he thought it was
I'm just not even gonna go there. I know that portion of the movie it can be there. She's established to be much stronger than he is.
Oh yeah,
because Jill is like
lifting weights,
curling 90 pounds.
There was a scene where she like, "Can I work in between you guys?" And
it's
like two German bodybuilders.
It's very CGI'd.
Yeah,
but
there's a lot of CGI. So I haven't talked about the CGI animals.
Okay.
Oh, with the kid taping them.
The kid tapes things.
The kid
to
has
himself.
A joke that he tapes.
Is that a joke?
Yes.
It's a running.
It is intended as a joke.
I guess it's a gag.
A gag. Can we? Yeah. Can we?
A
compromise.
A gag is a type of joke.
It may not reach full joke.
It's not a joke.
They're trying really hard to make it one though, because every scene this kid has a live animal taped to his back.
What are they doing with this kid?
Like
he's,
a lobster.
There's
the parrot.
He's the kid that catches Sandler.
Full CGI
lunch.
Hamster at one point.
A hamster.
Like a character they made that never came back to the movie. Like a CGI hamster.
The parrot jumps into the chocolate fountain and becomes CGI.
The parrot would be dead multiple times over.
When it got drunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or when it burned in the chocolate fountain. Or. When it strapped to the kid's back upside down, or when it was in the loaves of bread in the sandwich, that was kind of a funny gag, when the homeless guy was gonna eat it.
It flew into my bread.
I also don't know how I feel about them having, like, a homeless encampment, like a feudal state on their lawn. Because they know he lives there.
Yeah.
They invited him in for Thanksgiving. They don't kick him off their property. They're just like, yeah, we have a homeless guy on our lawn.
Yeah.
We have 20 spare rooms in our house.
He lives in our bushes.
Yeah. He's our homeless guy. And then Jill is like, I don't even think he's homeless.
He looks, you know who this is.
Yeah, Alan, whatever.
Yeah.
He's one of the Sandlot.
It's the same, it's like the same character down to the outfit as Happy Gilmore.
Oh yeah, he's bringing it back. Also, speaking of Happy Gilmore, we have Drew Carey on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Jump the gun. Didn't wait for Happy Gilmore 2.
Do you think they'll do it? Is he going to punch out Drew Carey and Happy Gilmore 2?
How many jokes are they going to repeat from Happy Gilmore
1? A lot of them. Ooh, that's bad.
How many do you remember?
None. The Bob Barker thing.
That's what they're hoping for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they're all new to me.
Because Jill's got this LA bucket list. She wants to be on a game show.
Yeah, that never...
Because she was supposed to be there for like a week, and then it turned into a month, and then it turned into like
two and a half months.
The plot.
Which, by the way, he's an asshole to his sister, but that would annoy the shit out of me too.
Oh, uninvited, yeah. Like uninvited to stay. She's like, I just got an open ended ticket.
I knew this was gonna happen. Fuck you.
To be fair. His house is enormous,
yeah.
And she could live on one side of it and be perfectly all right.
But she wouldn't be out of his life.
No, and she wants her dead. Oh, gone. Or... Why don't you just go live with Mom? He yells at her at one point.
I'm surprised we don't see Mom's grave.
I know!
We don't have a scene at the grave where they both go there. And
yeah,
like,
and that's like a bonding moment or something.
It's a joke, yeah.
Because that seems to be the main, like I said, tension earlier, is this unresolved trauma or whatever.
Yeah, they don't really... Like, the whole where's the bond? And it happens at the end.
It happens
But, like, we don't build up for it.
Because their son points out that they fart the same in the movie theater.
Not just fart.
It's mannerisms.
But it was the whole thing. And this was one of those ones where it was, like...
This was gross.
It was... I have a video... I don't have it. I think my sister does.
Yeah.
A video of my dad and his younger brother...
Yeah.
Sitting next to each other at a table. And they're, like... One will do a touch their face and then sit up, and then the other one does it like
as
for like a full 2 minutes. Just, like, each other without realizing,
like, not intentionally.
It. Yeah.
Huh.
But this is like that.
It happens.
If they were sitting there and like blowing their nose in their napkin.
Yeah, it wasn't that gross.
And like picking at their teeth and then like farting, yeah. And it's like, oh my god.
Just Sandler doesn't answer his phone though.
Yeah.
Jack doesn't.
It was more of just like
just one mannerisms.
One would lean over and then the other one would lean over and he'd lean back and like adjust himself, like, right. You know, scratch the beard.
They're a lot alike.
What really bonded them was when they did the double dutch, I think.
Oh yeah, they did the jump rope. Yeah.
They did the jump rope, and they were like, "Look how cool I am, Sandler!"
Everybody in the crew, you love Sandler.
Everyone on the Leo deck. We have a couple of assholes. Look,
that would have been amazing. The Royal Caribbean.
Everybody
clap! It's like, everybody, check out this sick shit.
Yeah,
everybody clap. Now.
This is Royal Caribbean making another announcement on the Galileo deck, like an advertisement for everything in this.
Either of you been
this
on a
specific
cruise before?
Boat, no, I have not.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Cruises,
I enjoyed my cruise.
I was at the worst age. I was 17.
Oh, that is the worst age. I went at 18.
Better age.
So I could gamble.
I couldn't drink.
I could gamble and I could drink. It was the first time.
Nope.
And you didn't.
No, he did.
I did. I basically became another person on that boat.
His own sister.
This is what I'm scared
of. He was running
of,
around right? as Justina. Just...
So, no, but like, so the first day they had a belly flop contest.
Yeah.
Where they like got random people to go up and do belly flop contests, and I was one of them, and I hammed it up before I went up there. And that, the portion of me made the clip of like the buy this package of your
thing
that
played on people's TV.
So you were a celebrity.
I'd walk around the cruise and people would be like, "You're the belly fluff guy."
Is that what they do? Is they use recent clips?
I guess so.
Or are you still on that clip?
I don't know. I would be surprised because they did it. Like,
immediately.
Yeah, on that cruise.
And he's not just saying he became a different person. He, like, robbed the cruise.
I did.
He performed several sex pranks.
I made out I made
out. Here's one of them. Here's one of the sex pranks.
I made out with a girl, and then the next day I saw her get married on the.
Wow.
And you were like in the audience, and they're like, "She's a good kisser, bro." No,
they play that clip on the. On
yeah, that you like. They caught you and her making out, and it was on the TV.
Then it would be a sex prank.
That would be a sex prank.
I gambled so much on that trip. I took like $300 to gamble with me. At one point, I got up to $3,000.
Woo!
And then by the end, I had nothing.
Ah, easy come, easy go on the seas. At the end of this movie, Pacino finally chooses to be the Man of La Mancha. Cool.
I got him there.
I was really wondering
if
he was going to take that role.
Jill got him there.
She sure did, because she wants to be with him. She's just that inspiring of a person.
It's his muse.
But you don't want to be with her.
No.
No, he knows that she's in love with someone else.
Yeah.
Guys, she's hardcore in love with someone else.
Oh, no, Felix is in love with her.
Exactly. She doesn't realize anyone cares. And she's like, the only reason she ends up with him is because he's like, I love you. And she's like,
somebody really loves me.
It's finally happening.
Somebody said those words and it wasn't just like me.
It wasn't Al Pacino.
Manipulating a puppet.
And it wasn't my brother or his family. Al Pacino comes in full makeup, by the way. Old man makeup.
He's got a spear and shield.
Spear and shield, too.
Because he's a method man.
Uh-huh.
He sees the ceiling fan and is like, what's that five-legged beast?
That's kind of good. But just because it's Pacino once again. It kind of brought me back to Pacino when he started acting at the end. You can tell he's getting tired of Sandler's shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's several scenes where Sandler's the straight man to Pacino. We do not need that. He's like, anything you need, Pacino, I'll do it. You let me know what I need to do. And Pacino's just going
off.
You
want to fuck my sister? No problem.
You
want to
fuck me dressed as my sister? We can talk about it. I need that Dunkin' Donuts deal, though.
Does he?
Fuck yes. Pacino?
No, need the Dunkin' Donuts deal.
He does fuck Pacino.
Like, that he seems to be doing pretty good.
He said that's
their biggest client.
Oh, he's going to lose them.
I guess so. If they don't get Al Pacino.
If they don't get Al Pacino,
they did get Al Pacino.
We
saw a whole commercial.
They did. But we're gonna
reshoot it. But he said to burn it.
Yeah, you gotta reshoot it. Justin.
What'd you think about that commercial?
Oh, would you recommend that commercial?
I'm glad they did the whole commercial. I'm surprised they didn't use that for like an actual Dunkin' Donuts.
He probably told them they couldn't. It was too embarrassing.
But
like, you have to
buy
a ticket to watch this commercial.
Sure.
Justin, it's your second time watching this. Maybe more. I don't know. It's your Jill time. You feel jilted?
Sure.
You feel jacked?
I'm ready to jack out of this experience.
Would you recommend this movie?
No.
Why?
It's bad.
What do you mean?
It is not funny.
Yeah?
It drags.
Yeah.
I've
got a newfound hate for comedy movies with Sandler, where he's not the funny person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we didn't really talk about it, though. We're getting to the end.
Yeah.
There's a full 5-minute scene where him and Jill talk to each other in their...
I was hoping we could avoid this.
In their language.
They're twin. They're gobbity-goobity.
Oh, yeah, we have the gobbity-goobity.
They go full goobity.
Like a full 5 minutes of them just doing it back and forth.
They're not translating it. It's just...
And then there's like one dude in the back going like, it was beautiful.
Because what is happening, I don't know if you noticed this, but as soon as they start, the lights in the bar start flickering, and Katie Holmes, her eyes roll back in her like head, and everyone enters this trance, and only David Spade has built up enough immunity to it to escape out the back because he knows what's about to happen. Everyone's about to get covered in sand. That bar.
It's a ritual.
Yeah, he's about to become the Sandman and just initiate everyone in that bar into his crew. Through this ritual, him and his sister are casting.
Takes two Sandlers.
Uh-huh. Or him looking in a mirror.
That's two Sandlers.
What about if you have a poster of a Sandler and you hold it up to a mirror? That's two Sandlers. So you can perform this ritual as long as you have two Sandlers.
Mm-hmm, probably. I wouldn't try it.
Josh, would you recommend this movie?
No.
Why is that?
This is a this is a hard below water movie.
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite Sandlot. It tries.
Okay.
It's not boring the whole time. It's not bad jokes the whole time. It's not bad plot the whole time. But it is all things at once, and that's real bad.
It's so bad. I think it's the worst Sandler movie.
Absolutely. I think it's the worst Sandler movie so far.
That's really hard to do.
Does it get worse, Justin?
Does it?
Do you think it's a movie that Austin, I will think, is worse than this movie?
Because this is the one I've been dreading the entire time.
Yeah. You've been hyping this up.
Maybe.
Or down. Maybe. Can you hype things down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you undertalk things?
You really bummed this out.
You undersold this. This is way worse than you made it out to be.
What about you, Austin? Would you recommend Jack or Jill?
No.
What about Jack and
Jill? No, okay. Definitely not together. Even if you had to watch this to save your life. Probably not.
Oh, it's not that. Sandlot's like pull the trigger.
What about just Jack or just Jill?
Well, Jack's an insufferable asshole, and Jill doesn't really have a character without Jack.
I think if the movie was just Jill, it would have been funnier.
I was like, I wanted them to stop being so mean to her, but at the same time, she's written as a villain, like you said.
Yeah.
Like, she's a horrible person because she's written that way.
Uh-huh. Super racist.
Yeah.
Makes so many racist comments.
For 2011, I couldn't believe some of the things they said in this movie. And, like, just off-the-cuff racism, too. Like, ugh. And now Josh will repeat all of those racist
now.
Because someone wrote them in!
Yes.
If you write... That's the first hate mail thing we get, is just someone writes down every
all the jokes
slur.
To say.
Here you go, Josh, read this out loud.
Oh, don't worry, Josh, we'll bleep you out.
Okay.
We will.
Bleep out the non-racist parts.
Okay.
The lines.
Justin, how much did this movie cost? And then, how much did it make?
Because it made money, right?
I hope not.
It did.
This was not a Happy Madison.
It was not.
No, it was
someone
not.
Else told him he could do this.
Someone else wanted this movie to exist.
Someone else told
Sandler. This is
Sandler.
Billed as a buddy comedy.
Between
it
who?
It is.
Himself, I guess.
Can you be your own buddy?
I want Sandler and Sandler buddy cop movie now.
Yes. I'm the one who goes by the rules. I'm the one who plays
it's
carefree.
It's just called like...
Not buddy cop, buddy comedy. But yes, buddy cop movie where it's both Sandler.
I want two Sandlers, yeah. I want Hot Fuzz, but with Sandler.
God. Do you agree that this was a comedy horror?
You ready for
it would have if he had stabbed Pacino with a broken bottle.
Oh,
you ready
for
the taglines?
All right, hit us with them.
His twin sister is coming for the holidays, .. And it ain't pretty.
Because she's ugly.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's the joke.
Because she's Sandler. But he's not ugly.
Yeah. There are identical twins, then there are fraternal twins, and then there are nocturnal twins.
Oh, they made that joke in the movie. You're right, that was a joke.
Uh-huh.
She isn't shy, she isn't subtle, and worst of all, she isn't leaving.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Everything he touches turns to gold.
Oh, God, no.
Everything she touches turns to lead. Opposites
not
don't
mold?
Get any less attractive than this.
Lead
too
is
long.
Still valuable. I like his mold better. Yeah. I hate that one.
It's so long.
He's not good at his job. He doesn't turn things to gold. He makes terrible commercials. I saw it. How much did it make?
Okay.
How much did it cost?
You ready?
$5.
Because it's just his house.
Because, they're just filming in a neighborhood the whole movie.
Right.
You want to know what? Is it also known as Jack E. Jill?
In what
in Spanish?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That was part of the deal. He got to put it out in Spanish because his friend was in it.
Yeah. Budget. Wow. $79 million.
Too much money.
For
it's
the cruise.
All the famous people.
For the Europe vacation.
There was
a slew of famous people. Whoa! There was somebody in this that I was like, I bet he regrets having him in this movie.
Oh, Jared.
Jared Fogle. Former Subway
with two
fame.
Prostitutes at a party. Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah. We also saw...
Andre Agassi.
The late... Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yeah.
And
he was a real dick.
Yeah.
He
and
took
the late
Jill...
Dana Carvey.
Oh, wait. Dana Carvey
was in this.
Dana Carvey isn't dead.
They're not?
You should look this up.
I mean, they're in this.
Dana Carvey, who are they playing?
The puppeteer.
Puppeteer?
Look this
up. You gotta drink the pink?
Yeah, look this
up.
Oh. Oh, that weird commercial with
Pacino. They have, like, a whole basketball team in this movie?
Oh, yeah. They had to pay for everyone.
That's why it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
All the people.
And the cruise and the Europe and the family vacation. Okay.
He's not.
Dana Carvey has not passed away. I didn't think so. You take that back.
I'm sorry, Dana Carvey.
That was the puppeteer?
Long live and prosper, mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow, I didn't even clock that. That was a Josh moment for me.
I mean, there wasn't a lot of clocking in this movie.
It was bad. It was bad, guys. It's
very long. Felt about as long as the Rhett Butler movie, whose name escapes me.
The Red Butler?
Rhett Butler.
What movie was this?
The South movie. 4 hour.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. Thank you.
You know someone's Thank name you. From Gone with the Wind?
It's the character's name, not the actor's name.
Either way, I'm impressed.
I don't care.
Okay. Hims, what was hers?
Scarlett O'Hara.
Wow.
Classic movie, Austin.
Okay.
He's pulling the classic movie card on us.
Okay, here's why I thought this, all right?
How much did it make, also? We got a hit real quick.
Here's why I thought this, because I'm looking up at, like, the full cast of crew on IMDb, and everybody's got the picture. Norm MacDonald's picture is grayed out. The only other picture who's grayed out is Dana Carvey.
You think you found a secret IMDb death code?
No. That's just what was going in my head.
Okay, okay. That would be pretty interesting if they had done that and I hadn't noticed. But I look up a lot of old movies and it's a lot of black and white photos, so.
It made $74
million. Oh, it didn't make money.
It was a flop.
U.S. and Canada.
It didn't make money.
Worldwide,
$150 million.
It made double. Fuck.
So there's a question I've been meaning to ask for like 8 years now.
Uh-huh.
Does worldwide mean the U.S. money plus what?
Yes.
It made that just in worldwide.
Everything.
Okay. That's why a lot of the time, whenever it's, it'll say gross worldwide and like U.S. and Canada, and they're the same because it only got released in the U.S. and Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So it made money worldwide.
Yes, it made double, sadly. It made Jack and popular. Jill.
It made $25 million opening weekend, so I'm sure that scared the shit out of the people who made this movie and put it out.
Yeah. They're like, we had a big hit on our hands. Don't people want to see a brother and a sister fight who are the same person?
They could have just done Sandler, Mrs. Doubtfire. That would have been safe.
Yeah.
Just have Jill.
Jill.
Just Jill. Just Jill. It's Sandler. Jill
Sandler
and they're quirky and weird and
his wife are divorced. He's not in the movie and Jill comes to visit.
Yeah.
But it's actually
Jill
Sandler
dressed as his sister. Sure.
Yeah.
You can still have two Sandlers.
He works it out so he can visit his kids dressed as a sister because he still has an identical twin.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
You don't need the twin though.
You need the twin.
You
can drop the whole thing's the twin.
It doesn't matter though. There's like one scene. They're like, they do a twin thing together.
did you see this? I love how Adam Sandler's got us down so well. He's like, last third of the movie, surprise cruise. So that way I can go on a cruise.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And then to Europe. And then, not only do they take a cruise to Europe, but flies back and he flies his entire family back to whatever town she lives in.
The Bronx.
New Year's.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
You recommend this movie?
No, I already said no a million times.
Did
no.
You?
No! It's like 2 out of 10 stars.
Two? Why the 2 stars?
Because the one scene where I laughed when Jill was running away up the stairs.
Okay,
and Al Pacino.
That's 2 stars worth?
Two so low. One has to be, like, actively offensive.
Wait, is 0 the lowest on your scale or 1?
Oh, yeah. 0.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can have 0 stars.
Oh, yeah.
What's a 0-star movie?
A 0-star movie.
Sandlot.
Sandlot was better than this for me. Sandlot had a story and it was better written.
The Sandlot have a story though?
Yes. A new kid moved to town, he made friends. More of a story than this.
That's what happened in this
movie.
There
was a killer dog in that one though.
Okay.
Jill was in this one. No.
No funny animal. Oh, no, there were funny animals.
There were sadly funny animals.
There was. I got to do the bingo card when I get home.
All right, Justin.
This might be a blackout.
This might be. Pull up our email really quick and check for the people. You can find this and other podcasts we run at podcast.com or wherever you listen. We have you seen, obviously, the one we're doing tonight? We have Amazeballs, the one where we talk about TV, anthology, horror, comedy, sci-fi. Doesn't even matter at this point. Anybody can bring anything.
If it's on TV, we'll talk about it.
Anywhere in the world, too. And What About Wrestling, where Justin and Nick, our only fan, talk about pay-per-view and special event wrestling matches. We've had some really fun crossover episodes there. Check those out. You Can't Kill David Arquette, Ready to Rumble, The Iron Claw. You can write to us at fapcheck@gmail.com. And Justin will read off if we have any emails, and Josh will read them to us.
The emails.
Josh, get ready to read. Nothing.
Oh. Oh, somebody's got to write in someday, people.
We haven't started this bit. Like, we did this recently. They're not going to hear about this for like 2 more years.
I'll just cut it and put it in all our old episodes.
We'll get it out during April.
Yeah.
So. Just coming up. Oh, boy.
Oh, you can hear the drums in the background. 1 month
left. We might... to just squeak in a new list before April.
Yeah, that's possible.
I think we will, yeah.
Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Jill.
Hey, have you guys seen...